Berthe Merisot, young woman watering a shrub. Work is the sole purpose of my existence. Men are inclined to believe that they fill all of one's life, but as for me, I think that no matter how much affection a woman has for her husband, it is not easy for her to break with a life of work. My mother once told me that whenever I work, I have an anxious, unhappy, almost fierce look. I do have a mania for lamentation. To me, the act of painting is like being engaged in a pitched battle. Being a woman, I was barred from the state-sponsored schools that produced the most successful artists. I was instead trained informally by Jean-Baptiste Camille Caron and Édouard Manet. I don't think there ever has been a man who treated a woman as an equal. My works have been refused again and again by the salons, simply because I am female. I am not permitted to join my colleagues in the cafes, nor can I walk with the flâneurs, the famous gentlemen strollers of the streets of Paris, as they take in the novelties of life along the city's boulevards. But I continue to work to prove my equality. My subjects are women, of course, as I could not dare offend society by entertaining a male model. I usually have one of my sisters or my daughter, Julie, pose for me. To me, women are not the animals that Degas turns them out to be, nor Renoir's frothy creatures of pleasure. Even with their backs turned at their dressing tables, doing up their hair, they are real women, fully aware of the mundane texture of their lives. I like to paint them lost in thought, as I am while I am painting them, taking up my brush, leaving it aside, taking it up again, in the same way as a thought will come to us, vanish, and return. They turn away or gaze into the distance. My pictures are about looking, and my subjects gaze at something they alone can see. I focus on the detail, but leave my paintings unresolved. It describes the fragmentary nature not just of modern experience, but of reverie. The questions of painting interest me more than the answers. How can I integrate figure and ground into a loose webbing of brushstrokes? What happens when this darker blue rubs against that lighter blue? Shouldn't my struggle leave a trace?